The history of Ireland is littered with God's retribution against the Irish people. I shudder to think what the retribution for this is going to be. I don't know why he takes it out on the Irish, but he does. Repeal campaigners will not accept a no vote, says minister. Listen to this. Campaigners for a repeal of the Eighth Amendment will not accept a no vote in the forthcoming referendum. Minister for Social Protection, Regina Doherty, has said, quote, the people that brought us, lad, who have been very vocal on this issue for a number of years, they're certainly not going to accept a no, said Ms. Doherty. Told the Irish Times, what do you mean they're not going to accept a no? No means yes. Haven't you ever heard the Janie Fricky song? Actually, no might mean maybe. It will probably make them redouble their efforts. So in other words, baby killing has got a lot of passionate people behind it in Ireland, and we're not going to let you little shamrocks get away and escape outside the womb. We need you to join the rest of the world. There's a lot of baby killing to be done here in Ireland, and we aim to make it illegal so that it can start. Don't do it, Ireland. By the way, this channel, the Crusade Channel, actually broadcast through, stream is sent to, it's processed and then distributed through Dublin, Ireland. So there is some attachment here to this, even though I'm not Irish. This is where it gets really, really sad. Listen to this. The Eighth Amendment of the Irish Constitution, also known as Article 40.3.3, recognizes the equal right to life of the mother and the unborn child. A referendum on repealing the amendment will be held in May or June. They don't even know when they're going to have the vote, but they say they're going to have it. While declining to say directly, the government would call a second poll in the event of a rejection. Ms. Doherty said she envisaged the pro-choice movement would strongly push for one. You know what needs to be pushed for against these diabolical Masonic wackos? Push for the intercession of Our Lady against this. I wonder how many Irish, we need to find this out. I bet there's Irish. There are Irish people, Irish Catholics in Ireland that have begun rosary campaigns against this. Don't be surprised, though, at just how much a few people can do in a novena campaign. There's a growing cohort of people, and to be clear, there is some abortion already happening in Ireland. This will just normalize it so the real killing can begin. Just think about this. The beautiful Emerald Isle, country of Ireland, the home of St. Patrick, St. Bridget, all those legends you have in your mind, all the green beer and St. Patrick's Day and all that, believes that its future is paved with not having a future. Do you see that? You see that? Our future needs to be made with Irish women making decisions to not have a future. So let's find a way to kill off the soon-to-be-born generations here, and we can be done with it. We can join the rest of the world in contracepting and aborting ourselves out of existence. Beelzebub has a hold on the Western populations of the world, folks, stronger than it ever was before our Lord came. And here's the real danger. This is the real danger. Eben Tranholm pointed this out to me one time. You heard Eben on this show yesterday. even said, no, Mike, no. We are far worse off than the pagans that were around at the time after Christ. Because those pagans, gotta remember, those pagans had Greek gods. They had Zeus and Aphrodite and Hera and Mars and all the and Titan. Trying to think of some Greek gods' names. Hercules wasn't a god. They had Venus. They had. Who was the god of the sea? I keep wanting to say, he had a trident. It'll come to me anyway. Anyways, they had pagan gods. They actually believed, they had Apollo. Was he Apollo? I think Apollo was Roman. They actually had gods. They believed that they needed to placate these gods. So they already had a knowledge and a devotion, if you will, to deities. So when the real deity came along, you know, JC, and said, follow me, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Neptune, yeah, Neptune's the god of the sea, right. The pagans, well, I don't want to say easily, but they were converted because they just, oh, okay, so this, our gods aren't real? Yeah. But that's the real God. Oh, and look at the miracles. So the pagans were actually an easier convert than today's Darwinist, evolutionist, scientist, those that practice scientism, those that run around and amble about calling themselves agnostics. Remember the movie Big Lebowski? Remember? We believe in Notsing, Lebowski. Yeah, we believe in Notsing. They're nihilists. They don't believe in anything.